From the rousing midnight start on Saturday morning, 342 endurance riders set out to complete the Tom Quilty Gold Cup. It's an endurance ride that's believed to be the biggest event of its kind in the world. It is the fourth time Mudgee rider Ben Hudson has attempted the Tom Quilty, and after an exhausting ride, he is delighted with the win.
Over the moon. I couldn't believe the effort he's put in, the horse, and support from my team.
How did you feel coming down that final straight, given that this is the 50th anniversary of the Tom Quilty ride?
It was a pretty good feeling. Overwhelmed by the amount of people and support.
And what got you into endurance riding?
My neighbours started me in it. I saw them riding down the road and they asked me to come train with them. Hayden Fisher and Gail. They got me into it. That'll be 7 years ago. This is my seventh year in endurance.
So that's a pretty steep rise to fame. Tell me about your experience in the Quilty.
This is my fourth Quilty. I vetted out my first one. Received the buckle in the last two. One was on my own horse and one was on a horse provided by Oso last year.
And this year you went one better than last year, came second last year and were able to get over the line first this year. Sometimes it's a gallop to the finish. Was it a good feeling to not have to push your horse right at the end?
Yeah, it was good just to come in steady near your head. But yeah, believe me, we had a bit of speed out on the track.
So there's a bit of tussling
yes.
away from the cameras.
Yep.
Tell me a bit about your horse. He's a chestnut stallion and looks to have barely broken a sweat here now. He's looking very cool, calm and collected.
He is.
Tell me a bit about him.
Yeah, he's a natural athlete. He's still young, only seven. He was imported from America. He's a little horse, but he's got a big heart and he's a true athlete.
Winner of the 2015 Tom Quilty, Ben Hudson. And although he wasn't working with Ben on this ride, Hayden Fisher from Mudgee was there to help strap for other riders. Mr. Fisher explains the strapper's job that takes place in the pitch black while the rider is on course.
Just at the moment, we're just getting ready to strap the horses, which is they're coming in off the first leg, so we're washing them down to what the bottom line is. We're trying to get the heart rates down, so we've got a 60 heart rate that we've got to get the horses under to go through to the vet check. We strap them down. That helps the heart rate, the recoveries on the horse. Wash them down, they'll be filthy dirty. In endurance, you can get chafes and galls and things like that if the horses aren't kept clean and your tack's all kept clean. So we're just waiting for our horse to arrive. He should be here in the next 20-25 minutes, so we've got to get on the ball a bit and start getting the water ready and a drink. But we don't want to let them drink cold water because in their hot belly, it'll give them cramps and things like that. So we've got the hot water going through an outdoor hot water system here to take the chill off it and we'll be ready to rock very soon.
And this is pretty early on in the piece. Like, is your team racing to win at this stage?
No, we're just here to have a bit of fun. It's a family sport for us. We're not a big team at all. We're just a family team. We do train outside horses, of course, but we're just here to have a bit of fun and get a buckle and just really enjoy the week that we're here. We just love the atmosphere. And I've got the kids here, and it's a family. We're a big team, family team effort.
It's amazing the atmosphere that it generates when it's pitch black and everyone's sort of huddling around fires or getting water and things like that. Is that part of the fun for you?
Oh, it is. You get to meet a lot of different people. It takes a lot of different kinds of characters for the world to go around, as we say. And the world of endurance is nothing different. There's every walk of life, from the rich businessman here to the bloke with the single horse float and the gum boots just coming to have a bit of fun. And it's just a sport of mixed people, mixed emotions, mixed everything. And if it wasn't for this sport, you wouldn't see half the countryside that we get to see, this lovely part of Australia. It is just a great sport. And what it takes to really go all night is really determination and the love of the sport. It's amazing how far you'll go with the love and the passion for these horses and this sport of endurance in Australia.
Not everyone is in it to win it. Stephen Brown from the Sunshine Coast would just be happy if his rescue horse completes the ride.
This is our second Quilty. The first one we vetted out, Lame. There was not much we could do about that. But Rebel's not your average endurance horse. He's an Arab Andalusian, and you don't see too many of them around. And he's actually a rescue horse. I got him from the RSPCA. They were going to put him down, and
what was wrong with him?
For them to pick him up, he was malnourished. He was neglected, so they brought him back, fed him, and then they couldn't find a home for him, so they were going to put him down. You know, so and I went and had a look at him, and they said you can have him if you want him, and I said I got no use for a horse. But anyway, I said what's in it for him if I don't take him? They said we put him down, so. I rang up Helen, the coat maker, and or the horse rug maker, and to come and pick up me and my brand new horse. So, and she said to me, "Is he broke in? What is he? How old is he? And what is he?" I said, "I got no idea about him at all." But I said, "By the time you get here, I'll know if he's broke in, because I'm about to borrow a saddle and a bridle and hop on him." And from then on, we started doing endurance.
And how's he feeling out there on this ride? Because it's a it's not the easiest course I'm sure you've ever done here.
No, we're both pretty tired, and I'm probably more tired than Rebel, so we'll take our time with the last two legs and get through, and that's we've done the hard yards for the ride now.
And you'll get yourself your first buckle.
My first buckle.